Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, would you like to do the forecast? Because I don't get into the weather scene anymore.
I will tell you this. Okay. In 2023, on my Facebook memories, today in 2023, we had a winter storm warning. Whoa.
I don't remember that happening, though.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know if that occurred or not.
I mean, the actual snow. Yeah, I don't have, like, the next post isn't like me in the blizzard.
Yeah, you would have posted probably. If it would have happened.
And we took the kids out for Halloween.
I don't remember a Halloween.
Remember snow.
Yeah, snow on.
Yeah.
All right, but there is snow in the forecast. Now, again, I'm not getting into the weather scene because too many people, the next day, they go, BJ, you're full of crap, yeah, blah, blah. I'm tired of it, okay? So you do you see what I'm seeing, though?
Do you see what
future
I see?
Future forecast?
I do. It looks like it might snow.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
Hey, how long does it take for stain to dry?
A couple of hours.
Okay, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
It depends on the weather.
I need a husband.
Yeah, if it's a good hot day, then it dries.
Well, no, today, right after the show, I have to go back out to the cabin and stain those wood posts before the storm comes in.
You will be fine.
Yeah.
I need it. Did I tell you one time I had to write a check a long, long time ago,
yep,
and it was made out to rent a husband?
Oh. Oh, boy.
I was like, no way did I have to just write out a check. It was a guy's company. It was called Rent a Husband.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's sad.
It is sad.
I know.
I was looking at staying at Lowe's. It's like, it's freaking $240 for 5 gallons.
What? That's expensive.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I swear.
5 gallons of stain? No.
Okay, you look right here, buckaroo.
No.
I'm telling you.
Somebody that knows their stain.
5 gallons. 5 gallons.
Yeah, 200 gallon bucket, 240. But it can't be 200.
Right there, look. I'm showing you.
What in the...
Yeah.
I know it.
200 and something.
$240.
What is that? Liquid gold?
Chestnut brown solid exterior wood stain and seal.
I had to buy some for my fence. And it was right around that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. 5 gallons.
Let the wood rot. I don't care.
All right. Have you heard this national anthem of the lady that screwed it up?
No, I have not.
All right. There was I don't know what it was. It was some type of political thing. Whatever. They're going to do the national anthem. So they get this girl. She's going to sing it for you. She's got a good voice. But she screws up, I don't know, maybe 45 seconds into the national anthem. And she uses a word, well, the F word.
What?
She said,
during the national anthem?
She stops. He goes, oh, I effed up. Can I start over?
Where is this?
This is live, okay? This is not recorded.
But where?
I don't know where it's at. Spadell, where's it at?
It was on C-SPAN. It was a third-party presidential debate. So yeah, it's all the presidents, like, or all the people running for president besides Trump and Kamala.
Yeah. Oh. So it's on C-SPAN, but it's live.
Oh, no.
She screws it up, uses the F word, and they all look at her and go, you're live? Oh, hello? No. Hello? You need to keep going there, girl. All right, here it is.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
Oh, no. She said it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're live. You're live.
Hey, honey, you're live.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
Oh, God.
That's brutal.
This is on the government channel.
Wow.
C-SPAN, too. I got to hear it one more time. That's great, man.
God.
I effed up. Oh, let me start over.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
Bursting.
That's so bad.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
That is a tough part of the song, though. That rocket's red glare, that'll get you, man. That's a high note.
That is a high note. That's a tough note.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank God.
On a Monday.
Tough. BJ and Jamie.
Nix. Shows off the arm strength and a one-handed grab. Nix has three rushing touchdowns this season. Looking for four. Superman's over the pile. Touchdown, Denver.
Jamie, this week we can't call him Bozo.
Wait, who's Superman?
Superman. Who's Superman?
I don't know.
Hey, Spadell.
It was Bo Nix. He did a big leap over the pile to score a touchdown.
Whoa.
Yeah, like Superman.
Superman.
Up in the air.
Went all out.
Are we going to start calling him that? Please, no.
I think it's a little too early.
I don't know.
Super Bo.
Yeah, they called him Super Bo.
Okay.
I think Superman might be fitting.
I like him, man.
Yeah,
I think
me
he's going to be really good.
Yeah.
He's coming along.
I told you. They're going to have a good season.
Yeah.
You did tell us. You told us.
You guys were like, nah, it ain't going to happen.
We did say that.
Yeah.
Well, we were so tired of getting our hopes up and then just having crash.
And look what happened with Russell. I mean he had Super Bowl in the back of his shoes.
Yeah.
Look how that turned out.
Yeah.
So we're just a little weary, that's all. We got burned before.
You were going to go to the game. You didn't go. Spadell, you were going to go to the game.
Yeah, we ended up going to a bar and just watching it there with the team. Yeah.
I decided, because there's so much going on, I'm going out of town this week. And then we have Mark's going away party on Wednesday. And I was just like, what am I doing? Because Sunday, if you go to the game, listen, you're drinking and you've just wasted the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I got to go tighten up the cabin before it snows.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
All right. Sixth win of the season, right?
Fifth.
And the fifth win of the season?
Yeah. 5-3.
All right. 5-3?
Yep.
How are the Avalanche?
We're 5-4 right now.
Nice.
5 straight wins.
You sure it's not 5-2?
No, it's 5-3.
5-3?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where we are.
Yeah.
Why won't you acknowledge the Avalanche? Is it because Carson likes him?
No, I'm just not a huge Avalanche fan, so
I don't know. Lot of people are. You should probably, acknowledge them.
How many have they won, then?
Five straight.
Five in a row?
Five straight.
Way to go, Abs.
There you go.
Way to kick it, man. Way to kick it. Now, what's their record?
5-4.
5-4. There you go. All right, go ahead.
He can't even hear you. He hates it so much.
Yeah, I'm focused on the Broncos.
Yeah.
It's football around here, baby. That's what we believe in.
Yeah.
All right, go Avs.
Yeah, there you go.
When do they play again?
I mean, Avs are kind of a big part of this town. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not to the magnitude of football.
They're still quite a big deal.
Yeah, it's decent. Just like the Nuggets. All right, let me ask you this.
Oh, my God, just like the Nuggets? No, they're huge.
If you put them in order in fans, Broncos are number one. Rockies are number two.
No way.
If you put baseball.
No, I would put basketball second.
I would put basketball second.
Let's put this out there for Texanado at 5105. 9. If you,
what's our number?
51059. Okay. If you had the success with the Rockies that you have with Nuggets or Avs or Broncos,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, we're playing hypothetical.
Yeah, you're changing
you're
it.
You're changing
now.
It. You just changed it.
There are more baseball fans in this town than hockey fans. I'll give you.
When the Rockies are doing very well, Denver definitely loves them.
No,
but
listen,
they suck right now.
Listen,
no one
exactly.
wants to watch
there
them.
There are more baseball fans total in this town than there are hockey fans.
Not right now. There's not.
Well, I'm just saying, overall, no matter what it is, their football's number one. Baseball would
basketball
be number two.
Is number two.
And
Avalanche is number three.
Number two.
And
yeah.
then baseball's number four.
No, I disagree.
I know you do.
I think the
but
I
disagree with
baseball
you.
Baseball is much more popular.
I disagree
than the
with
other
you.
Two. Of the four big sports.
I understand, and you keep reiterating it, but we're just going to agree to disagree.
We disagree
yep,
on this one.
We
because
sure
baseball's
do.
Much bigger than hockey
if
or
we
basketball.
If we were winning, you changed it. But right now, nobody likes the Rockies.
No. I go back. I'm just telling you, just point blank, even if we're not winning, there are more baseball fans than there are the hockey fans or even basketball
nope.
fans for the most part.
I disagree.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, text Dano at 51059.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know, with this week being Halloween, it feels like the holiday season's about to kick in, man. And with the cooler weather, it's going to be nice.
Man, people are so mad at you right now.
So are they, man.
They are going ballistic on you. That tearing you apart, telling you how dumb you are, how ridiculous you are, that the Rockies suck. They should have been gone 8 years ago. I mean, people are really angry about the Rockies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're angry about the Rockies, but that does not make them baseball fans.
No, but just read the text.
No, I'm just saying.
You can be wrong.
It doesn't make them not. I mean.
It's not. It's, you know, you can be wrong.
Listen.
I'm just saying, you asked the text NATO, and they're agreeing with me, and you can be wrong. It's okay. Remember, we had that discussion where it's very hard. It's like a thing with you. You can't be wrong.
Jamie, I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong when I'm saying that baseball is bigger than hockey.
Well, I'm just saying
it
everybody
is. It is bigger.
Everybody just
look at the average amount of attendance every year.
No, but we're not. We weren't talking
about
that.
About this
you
town.
Change it. See, you do that
no,
every
no,
time.
No, no. I'm saying baseball has more
time.
Fans than
people
hockey
hate the Rockies
has.
Right now. They hate them. They're not fans.
Maybe.
Not maybe. It's true. Ask the biggest baseball fan there used to be.
He doesn't even watch them.
But now you hate them, don't you?
I hate the Monforts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you hate
I
the Rockies?
I support the Rockies. I hate the Monforts.
But you like the Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't you like the weather girl?
Oh, yeah. Kylie's awesome.
Yeah.
No, not her.
Oh, the other weather girl.
The one that's
Whitney.
Married.
Yeah.
Whitney.
She's
yeah.
married. She's a Monfort now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's hot, but I don't support the Monforts.
Well, she's a Monfort.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't support her either.
Well, that's not very nice. You support all hot weather chicks.
Not that one.
So you hate the owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Suck. People are really mad about the Rockies right now.
All right. Well, I'll be wrong.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I'll be wrong.
Well,
I'll be wrong. Baseball blows in this town and nobody cares. Abs are much
now
bigger.
Now we're talking, baby.
I'll be wrong. I'll agree with
I'm
you.
On the ground.
Even though I'm not wrong, I'll agree with you. Yeah. Wake up, Jamie. Wake up.
I knew I'd come around.
All right, BJ.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
DJ and Jamie.
I got a piece of sad news if you want it.
Oh, is it erectile dysfunction again?
No. That you can live with. This is really sad news.
Remember what Fidel told us?
Yeah, no.
That is the saddest story.
It is sad.
This isn't even about your wiener this time. Yeah.
And I love how he just said it so nonchalant. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. Poor dude.
How else can you deliver news like that?
I just
wouldn't say anything about it.
I mean, aren't you happy, BJ? It's not about you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like the spotlight's turned.
Yeah. It's his wiener this week.
It's still about me, but I mean, it's just today it's not.
Right.
Now, the world's fattest cat has died.
Oh, aww. No.
Remember Crumbs?
No.
Crumbs, we mentioned here on the show that Crumbs was sent to a fat camp, remember?
Okay.
You don't remember this?
I don't really.
38 pounds this cat was.
Vaguely, yeah.
Huge.
Wow.
Remember the cat? There's the cat. It was sent to a fat camp about, a month ago or so? I think it was in the news. She lost 2 pounds.
Oh, that's
at fat
good.
Fat camp.
Yeah.
Then she died.
Oh.
Yeah. They should have just let her be fat. You know,
I'm more interested in Schmidl's wiener than this.
I'm not. I'll be quite honest. I'm not. Not at all.
I'll just tell you guys. I'll let you in on the joke. So I made a little funny comment to Schmidl, and I said, "Oh my God, your head is sunburned." And then I said, "You know, if you had more hair, maybe I wouldn't notice," which was not nice. But you know, we joke back and forth. This is all off the air. And then he goes, "Actually, the stuff that I use to retain my hair made my wiener broken."
Yeah, it didn't work at all when I was taking that medication. Yeah. So I promptly threw that out.
Yeah, and I go, but do you really? I mean, he doesn't have a girlfriend right now or anything. He's not really dating. I'm like, do you really need your wiener to work?
Yeah. I just need to take it until I get a girlfriend and then I can stop.
Right.
Yeah.
But your reply was, what's the purpose of the hair if it doesn't?
Yeah, he did say that. Right?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to get to this insurance thing because we were just talking off air about your insurance for the car insurance, Carson.
I finally met a man that bought an extended warranty.
Yeah,
it's Carson.
I'm telling you. And you know what? It saved my life.
I've never known anybody to ever buy the extended warranty for their car. I just met one. It's him.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't know if it's worth it or, well, it is for you. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. The situation you're in today, but I don't know it one way or the other. I've never looked into it, so I have no idea which way it goes. But this is about homeowners insurance. There's a story this morning of a guy that has, well, no, it's a woman actually. She's had her insurance canceled because they flew a drone over her house and they found a small puddle of water on her roof. And so they canceled her. She'd been paying for 30 years. Now, I don't know about you. I've never, ever filed a home ownership policy.
I haven't either.
I've never filed.
I even had a leak and I didn't file.
Think of how long you've been paying.
I know. Forever.
and never to use it. I'm scared to use it.
Yeah. Everybody is right now, especially with the insurance companies, the way they're upside down with all the hurricanes and stuff.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm tippy-toeing.
And it feels like that with homeowners insurance, and I may not have any clue on this, but it feels to me like that if I get canceled by the insurance company, nobody will pick me up.
I know.
Once I'm canceled.
Well, so I am on all the next doors in every single town because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And like right now in, I think it's like Larkspur and Morrison and all those places that are heavily wooded. A lot of people are being canceled for fire insurance because of what happened in Golden. And so people are being canceled. And I guess there are brokers. There's like a, you know, you can try, but man, a lot of people aren't having any luck at all.
You know, and part of it's in conversation with you, but you know, I'm finishing a basement right now.
Yeah.
We are doing everything we can to follow the code.
Yeah.
Everything I can, simply because I don't want them to come in and for some reason deny with insurance, and then all of a sudden I'm out with insurance because they don't want to cover something that doesn't fit code. I am so meticulous with this right now. And to start the project, I wasn't. It was like, okay, you know, I don't need a permit. I'll just build that sucker out. But now it's like, okay, we need to do it right.
So you know that hurricane we were in Florida?
Yeah.
Didn't they, Debbie, or was it Debbie? I think it was Debbie.
I don't know.
Kathy? I don't know. Anyway, BJ and I were in Florida at the same time. I guess 70% of those claims were denied. And that was a little hurricane.
How do they get denied? What causes
I don't,
that?
I have
yeah,
no
that's
idea.
That's crazy to
yeah.
me. That all
Maybe a lot of it was flood and they didn't have separate policy for flood insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of with this basement, is that if I do something wrong and it's not the code, that if something happened down the road,
it'll be void.
They come in and go, well, that's your fault. You didn't do this to code. And all of a sudden, I'm out. Completely out. And I think insurance company, man, they just look for that out.
They do. But I also get I get both sides because they're paying out billions of dollars right now with fires and all the hurricanes. I don't know how they're floating. I mean, even staying.
Well, especially with those back-to-back hurricanes.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. So I kind of.
As a company. I don't know the numbers, but I know you've dealt with the insurance issues. I know Spadil.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine, I mean, you've gone through insurance companies. They suck.
So the lady that hit me, she had LASIK surgery and her eyes were dilated, right? And so she's like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't see you. My eyes are dilated. And so so they told me, Allstate, who was doing their side or whatever, told me I'm 30% at fault.
Yeah.
What?
How does that make any sense? Yeah.
She said, because I said the wrong words, because I said I didn't see her. I said, how could I see her? My front of my car was already past her. She ran into my side. And she said, well, you said you didn't see her, so that's your fault. So you're 30% responsible.
That's crazy. That's
so you said you didn't
my
see
eyes
her.
Eyes are dilated.
What? She said she was blind.
I know.
Which one outweighs the other? I didn't see her because she was to my side. Well, I was blind. That's why I rammed her. Hello.
I know.
But they
so
pick,
what
nitpick.
You have to do is you have got to get cameras for your cars. Because I didn't realize this, in parking lots, we're all like just walking, just because the other insurance said, well, it was in the parking lot.
Yeah, when I got hit by the Uber driver in our parking lot here, that was the biggest hurdle, was just trying to prove that this dude had hit me.
Yeah,
and that he was at fault. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because the cops won't show up if it's in the parking lot.
Doesn't your car have cameras?
No, it has cameras, but it doesn't record.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it just doesn't record.
They should put that standard.
I know. That's why we all need to buy Teslas.
I've got a camera in mind, but it's third party.
Third party.
But yeah, I keep mine running all
my
the time.
My eyes are dilated. 30% my fault.
I like having a camera because if you've got a camera, you can always erase it and say it wasn't on if it's your fault. it's perfect. It's perfect.
I like it.
It's almost like having a one way street.
Yeah.
That it's only mine because it's my property. I can erase it if I'm at fault. And if you're at fault, I leave that sucker on there and give it to the police.
But don't you think that going back to what your original story was, that it's a little shady that they're going over roofs, that these insurance companies, and they're like, uh-oh, they're going to need one soon. Yep, let's
drop them.
Yeah,
before
let's
they
cancel
put
it.
In a claim.
It's wrong because everything ages. Okay,
yeah.
Everything
look
ages.
Look at my face.
Right. I mean, typical. Look at Jamie's face, for example. She has to Botox every now and then. I mean, you got to get it done.
Right. You got
to. But you take a house. Let's say you put a roof on it. 10 years later, they're flying a drone over, and they see a couple of shingles up there that are flapping.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they cancel you.
I agree. That's
Everything wears. It's outdoors. It's going to wear.
Yeah. But they're
man, they're coming. Yeah, they're using these drones.
Now, every time I hear a drone, I'm going to think they're looking at my roof.
Plus, I guess there's a big infringement here with the Privacy Act.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I mean, they literally can watch you as you're maybe lying out in the sun in the backyard or by your pool.
That's hot.
And get that on tape. Get that on, their drone footage.
Are there any rules? Is there a Privacy Act with drones?
Nope.
I didn't think
Not
so.
Not that I know of.
We have one that flies around all the time and it creeps me out.
Plus, there's the problem of, do you own the air above your house? Like, how high up do you own on your property? So...
I own it all the way to space.
Over it or not?
I'll tell you what I own. All the way to space. That's the way I look at it. I look at the property, the air above your house you own.
No.
I watched that New York show about real estate.
Yeah.
They actually have to, they have certain rules about the space.
I know.
How much
it
they.
Is, yeah, it is.
I forgot what they say. Yeah, in real estate.
Well, the airport owns theirs. I can own mine.
I feel like we sound really stupid.
Yeah, come on.
They own their airspace.
We're pushing all this wrong.
I don't know what the rules are. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.